So over the next couple of weeks, I'm actually going to share a personal story with you. And I'm doing it over three parts because each part of my story, it has a different sense of meaning for me. And it goes back to 2017. We had moved to Taipei and I knew something in me had shifted. For more than 20 years, I had worked in HR and executive coaching. I had sat at leadership tables. I understood how businesses actually run. Not just the vision and energy of them, but the operations, the systems, the financial mechanics that hold everything together. I knew how strategy connects to process. I knew what makes organizations succeed and what makes them quietly unravel. But when we arrived in Taipei, I could not step back into a traditional corporate role. And if I'm honest, I didn't want to. There was a true restlessness in me, a knowing. I needed to do something different with my life. And then one afternoon, I saw a post. It was titled something along these lines, "Why as an expat you have the skills to be an entrepreneur." I still remember that moment. I felt like someone had turned a light on for me, and I have always thanked Lucille for writing that blog post. That light had turned on for me, but I had no idea what the business would be. I didn't have a name, I didn't have a plan, I just knew in my heart I needed to build something of my own. Starting was one of the hardest decisions I have ever made. Not because I lacked capability, I had capability in spades. It was hard because starting means putting yourself out there. It means being seen before you're truly ready. It means saying, "This matters to me," and risking that others may not understand. Look, the idea of starting my business and what that business was going to be, it did not arrive fully formed. It grew slowly through conversations, through noticing what people came to me for, through reflecting on my strengths and how I wanted them to show up in my life. Then one day at the school gate, my beautiful friend Ellen, she said something to me that changed everything. "I would pay you just to talk to me and share your ideas." I looked at her and said, "We are going for lunch. We need to delve into this. Tell me more." There was a glass of wine, or maybe two, somewhere between the laughing and the scribbling on thoughts on paper, the shape of my business began to form. Within a month, I launched Expat Parenting Abroad. I created support groups for women who were moving or about to move countries. Women who were navigating new cultures and trying to find themselves again in unfamiliar places. It was not perfect, it was not polished, but it was a start. What I know now and what I tell my clients often is that once you are clear on your strengths and how you want to use them, your world starts to organize itself around that decision. It's like you've decided you want a red dress and suddenly you see red dresses everywhere. Your attention sharpens, opportunities become visible. Starting is never neat. It is rarely comfortable, but it is powerful. And sometimes the bravest thing you can do is decide that your life needs to look different, even before you know exactly how. If you are standing on that edge right now, wondering whether you are ready, the truth is this: you do not need the whole business mapped out, but you do need clarity around who you are, what you bring, and where you want to go. That's the work we do inside a 90-minute business clarity diagnostic. We slow it down, we untangle the noise, we find the starting point that feels solid. Learn more now. Go to theleaptolead.com/clarity. Stay tuned to next episode for the next part of my story.